This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Indian Space Research Organization today launched the Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-8, and also SRO DemoSat passenger satellite successfully. This is the third development flight of SSLV, and it has proved that India is capable of sending micro, mini and nano satellites. All the three stages of the launch vehicle were successful and efficiently executed. Both the satellites have been injected into a 475-kilometer circular orbit, and the solar panels have been deployed. They are being tracked by the different ground stations of ISRO. The Indian Medical Association has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow. The protest was called against the alleged rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at the state-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata and the subsequent vandalism at the facility. The medical body in a statement said essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. The IMA said outpatient departments will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. The withdrawal is across all sectors wherever modern medicine doctors are providing services. Meanwhile, Bharatiya Janata Party's Mahila Morcha, the women's cell of BJP, will take out a silent candle march in Kolkata today. The state unit of the BJP has also called for a two-hour cease work at all state government establishments across Bengal as a token protest against the R.G. Kar incident. The party also called for road blockades in all the districts from 2 p.m. today. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for state assembly polls this afternoon. The Commission is expected to announce the poll schedule for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. Along with Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir, assembly elections are due in Maharashtra and Jharkhand as well. Recently, a team of Election Commission visited Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana to review preparation for the upcoming assembly polls. In Jammu and Kashmir, the police has established 19 specialized counter-terror units across the 8 districts of the Jammu province. Our correspondent reports that the move comes amid mounting terror attacks being witnessed in the otherwise calm region of Jammu. These units will be equipped with the latest resources and training. It will significantly reduce the militant activities in the Jammu region. Each of these units will be headed by a deputy superintendent of police and will be stationed permanently in the designated districts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait on the 18th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular, and people-to-people contacts. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Dhankar will visit Kanha Shantivanam in Hyderabad, Telangana. During the second day of his visit, the Vice President will visit Akshara Vidyalaya Campus and Skill Development Centre, the Swarna Bharat Trust and the Muppavarapu Foundation at Nellore in Andhra Pradesh. Later in the day, he will preside as the chief guest at the 23rd anniversary celebrations of Swarna Bharat Trust, Venkatachalam in Andhra Pradesh. The nation is paying homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting was organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Sadaiv Atal this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among other prominent leaders, also paid their tribute. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Rayalaseema and South Interior Karnataka today. According to the IMD, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Gangetic West Bengal are expected to witness very heavy rainfall at isolated places till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.